This is Dr. Sabir Jingapadasi, Kulnaskar Proficient, Monica Aliaga Mosquera, date of birth is 6-15-1959, indicate procedure dysphagia, history colon polyp, condition is magistrate on the cell, Dr. Raj Krishna, pressure, blood pressure, pressure, blood 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 there are a few significant pieces appearing nodule in the bulb area of the duodenum. Could this be some mucosal gland like a Bruner's gland? Or could be any neoplastic changes happening, multivirus if we're taking from the nodule, much like diagnosis past year, duodenitis was also done from second portion duodenum. This could be enteropathy, lucronar pathology, ulcers, anemogastria, bacterial, ulcerative, epistensazole, box of a caricus, lucronar repeat, specific bulgation. Patient in grade is esophagitis, and also G-junction nodule noted. Biopsy were taken as large diagonal neoplastic changes. The rest of the esophagus appear to be questionable tracheolization. Biopsy of the mid-esophagus and the proximal esophagus was done to rule out eosinophilic esophagitis. There was such preservational complication. Patient turnaround came out generally prior to rectum, C-square rectal, systematic and colon flank trial, and colon hepatoplasia. This was now pictured coming out as three flat rectal hypoplastic leg, looking the bone of the heart portion was suffered, no postponed effective bleeding, and the patient turnaround of bleeds could save a social preservational complication. Patient appeared to take a prep. There was such a preservational complication. Number one, question of tracheolization of the esophagus, biopsy for the mid esophagus and proximal esophagus was done throughout isolated esophagitis. Number two, grade A esophagitis. Number three, D-junction nodule, biopsy take a esophagitis. Number four, biopsy were taken for D-junction nodule, new plastic was from the changes. Number four, multiple gastric biopsy were taken for repair. Number five, patient have a in the bulbous duodenum, couple of nodules noted. Biopsy were taken for D-junction new plastic changes were inflammatory changes. Number five, duodenitis biopsy were taken. Number six, colonoscopy taken. Number seven, failed to extract. Number eight, three flat hyperplastic like polyp noted. The rectum and heart force was suspected. No postpartum pregnant bleeding. Number nine, hemorrhoid noted recommendation. Await further esophagus biopsy. Although tracheolization, questionable tracheolization esophagus, where is it with esophagitis? It comes a positive with esophagitis. We'll treat it as per protocol with the Flowent or Entercort. Number two, a little G-junction nodule biopsy. Even if the G-junction nodule biopsy comes negative for a new neoplastic cells, I'm going to send the patient to have endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the G-junction nodule. And also, upper endoscopic ultrasound will be done for the evaluation of the duodenal nodule. Depending on what the pathology looks like, patient might benefit from the ESD. Wait for the stomach biopsy from the positive like about to therapy or for the small biopsy number four. Wait for the biopsy of the duodenal nodule. Even if biopsy comes negative for any neoplastic process, I'm going to still send the patient an upper endoscopic ultrasound, evaluation with upper endoscopic ultrasound with possible ESD, depending on pathology. And for that patient, it was sent to Dr. Varadarajalu, VARADARAJULU, at Orlando Health. Mm-hmm. Wait for rectum polyp biopsy. Rectum polyp can be denied with colonoscopy in 3 years. Well, the follow-up of the perinascopy, depending on the outcome of the G-junction nodule and the duodenal nodule. Follow-up on 2 weeks of electrician. Please send the copy to the patient primary care provider, Dr. Maria Mena Cardenas, and cover Dr. Parham Saturday, February 13th to 23rd. That's February 13th to 23rd. Patient office from X.